The industrial action is due to take place as in from 7:30 a.m. on Friday. And it'll run for 72 hours. So the industrial action will commence at 7:30 a.m. on Friday. It'll run over the weekend to normal starting time on Monday.
And why do workers within the wind farm industry feel the need to go on strike?
This is regrettable in that the wind farm industry is a highly funded industry. It's funded usually by the IDA and government agencies. And the workers feel they have to go on strike so that their voice can be heard. The union, as far back as September, wrote to the company on two occasions requesting a meeting to discuss the workers' pay and terms and conditions of employment. The company did not take up that invitation from the union. The union then wrote to the Labour Relations Commission. Now, the Labour Relations Commission is the dispute resolution machinery of the state, funded by the state, manned by the state, to deal with disputes between workers and their employees. Now, the Labour Relations Commission wrote to the company and invited them to talks. Enercon subsequently refused that invitation from the Labour Relations Commission. So we have nowhere to go in this. All we're asking is that the company would agree to meet either directly with the union or under the auspices of the Labour Relations Commission so that the workers have the opportunity to air their issues and to find resolution to the outstanding claims.
I suppose a lot of people's impression is that wind farm developments are big business which equals big money and big pay packets, but this isn't the case, is it?
Oh, this is not the case at all. And it's a very, while it may be regulated for the purpose of funding and access to grants, etc., it's very much an industry that's not regulated on the ground. There's a perception out there that this is the future and people operating in it are highly paid. But the people we represent who are highly skilled technicians, their rates of pay are as low as €13. Now, across the industry, we have agreements with other companies. There's pay rates that we've negotiated with other companies, and they're far in excess of that. Now, what we want to do is put in place a pay structure whereby people will be paid on the basis of their, experience in that industry.